All right, good morning. How many of you guys like free stuff? That's it? Man, I love free stuff. Listen, this is a resource that is really, it's amazing. We've been kind of doing a little test pilot with some of the leaders for the last month or so, and it really is everything it says. This is absolutely no strings attached. You get a free subscription to Right Now Media. It works kind of like a Netflix. It's a streaming video service. There's small group Bible studies. There's parenting curriculum. It's just all kinds of stuff. Stuff for the kids. Really, everything you can imagine to help you grow in your walk with Christ. And so what we want to do is we want to send a free gift to everyone. We're going to do that in a couple of weeks. So this morning, actually, there's going to be a couple clipboards coming around. If you would, just put your name and email on that. We will not spam you. We're just going to send you an invite to that. So if you want to get that free gift, it's unlimited. It's not like, hey, we give this to you free for 12 months, then you pay. Nothing like that. Absolutely free, just like the grace of God. And it's from us to you. So hopefully you'll find that to be a blessing to your family. Amen? So those will be coming around. It's good to have the family of God together this morning. Kids and everything. How many of you were here when we moved into this building? All right, a good bit of you. And we moved in thinking, oh, we would have like 1 or 2 weeks when the rest of the facility was going to get completed. 1 or 2 weeks with the kids in here with us. Well, as any construction project goes, 1 or 2 weeks turned into 7, 8 weeks. And the first 4 or 5 were great. You know, we're like, hey, we're a family. And by like week 6, it's like the kids got real comfortable. I had like cheerleaders running across in front here during the middle of sermon and all kinds of stuff. But every once in a while, it's good to get everyone together. Listen to the kids and come together and just worship God together. So, hey, don't worry if you hear a little, like Chris was saying, noises, smells, all that stuff. If you feel like you need to leave to just get out a little bit, everything will be on in the cafe. But just don't worry about us if you're here with your family. We're just glad you're with us. I've got a couple of things I want to share. This morning is going to be quite a bit different all the way around. We're going to end a little early, all right? So you can beat all the Baptists, everybody else to the lunch buffets. We're going to end early, and hopefully that'll be a blessing to you. But I've got a couple of things that I want to share. The first one, Chris mentioned these food trucks that are coming in 2 weeks. Listen, we've done everything we can to reduce the price on that so that it can be an inexpensive meal for your family. But it's not just a time to come and have lunch. It's a time to come. We're going to have tables set out. We'll break all these chairs down, sit around a table, get to know some people, really start building a sense of community. Because the church, we say, is the family of God living on mission. So we need to function as a family, which means we need to know one another. So I want to encourage you, be here for that, hang out, get to know some people. It's just one step in that direction. Because we need one another. We can send you these resources because we don't have a big staff. We don't have all these programs. We could send you these resources and you can watch that in your home and you can grow a little bit. But the one thing I'm convinced of that we don't need for that next step in our relationship with Christ, the answer, the big, you know, what we're waiting for, it's not going to be found in, you know, a better message or a better service. That growing relationship with Christ is going to be growing in the truth and walking that out with brothers and sisters just like everyone around you. So we want to do everything we can to help you do that. I read this passage last week, and I can't shake it. I want to just start off with this morning. John 13, 34, 35 says this. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. This is Jesus speaking. Love each other just as I loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you're my disciples. Okay? Now just sit on that for a minute. This is Jesus talking. What's going to prove to the world that you know him? Not how many passages of scripture, he doesn't say that you've memorized. Not how good your doctrine is. Not how exuberant you are in worship. But what does he say? How much you love one another. That speaks volumes to the world. So we need to grow in our relationship with him, loving him, and then loving one another. And so we want to do that as a body. Last week, we're in a sermon series on the book of James. Last week, we talked about the responsibility that we have as really blessed, wealthy, rich Americans to be a blessing to the world. It was a real challenging word that James gives us in there. He says, be careful, don't oppress those who are poor. Make sure that you're a blessing to them. And we talked about that. And we talked about how as we give here at Emmaus, really our hope is that 50% of that will go out to be a blessing to the world. I want to share a couple things with you just that happened this past week. One that is pretty cool and I want you to pray about is that we've got an offer on an acre of land that we own right out here on Beach Boulevard, okay? And it's an offer for $300,000 for 1 acre of land. And if you haven't been around, just so you know, at least 50% of that, if it sells, is going to go to missions, benevolence, and church planting. So if that sells, like that, we'll have $150,000 or more just to give to God's kingdom and the things we're talking about. So pray for that, okay? And we have probably 2 to 3 acres, probably 2 acres out there. So then we'll have another one. And so pray that God moves in that way, that that happens, so that we continue to be a blessing that he's called us to be. A couple other things that happened this week. Had a situation where a single mom was looking for a new vehicle, and she was going around looking for a vehicle, and she called and said, hey, I could use some help. You know, going into a car dealership is a little bit intimidating, and I kind of love that stuff, right? So rather than hand that one off to someone else, I was like, I'll help you out, you know? And she got to see a whole nother side of me in the car dealership. And it was actually kind of fun. And we, you know, she ended up, long story short, she ended up getting the vehicle she wanted, I think at a pretty good price. But in that process, she had another vehicle that she needed to get rid of. And she was trying to put it on Craigslist, and where she lived, she could only have one vehicle there, and she couldn't have that second one, and they only wanted to give her, like, I don't know, $700 for her, you know, it was a running, decent vehicle, and she needed to get rid of it. Well, at that same time, we had another single mom in our congregation whose car just blew up, and she didn't have any savings, and she didn't know how she was going to make ends meet to make that happen. And just the timing of both events. And so what we did was we said, well, rather than you giving your car to the dealership and taking $700, why don't we give you $1,500 for the car and we'll give it to this other mom who's in desperate need right now. And so it was just a huge, yeah, you can just praise God for that. A huge blessing on both sides, you know. So she didn't have to worry about, you know, and she didn't get ripped off. And then the other mom, you know, who's sitting there going, how is this going to happen? You know, God, how are you going to meet this need? And God just met that need. The timing was just perfect. That's the kind of thing that the family of God does, right? A couple of weeks ago, if you were here, we usually do a mission moment on Sunday morning. And every time we talk about either a mission that we're supporting, missionaries, or an agency here in town that we're a part of that's working to share the gospel and be good news to the city. A few weeks ago, we had the Davis family on video from Honduras. So we were Skyping in Paul and Jessica Davis from Honduras, and they were sharing about what was going on there, and they are starting a boys' academy there, and it's birthed out of what's going on in Guatemala. We've been supporting that ministry in Guatemala for years, and so they're in Honduras, and they have a piece of land, and they're praying and believing God to provide for a house for them, for a gym for the kids, and then like a team house set up. And so they shared, this was 2 weeks ago, they shared, we need $58,000 for phase one of the building project, which gets them on the property. And they've had all these situations with infections. They shared a little bit about that on Sunday morning. A crazy, crazy bout with bot flies. Okay, if any of you are into really kind of like gross and disgusting, you know, videos on YouTube or things like that that just kind of make you cringe, just do a search for bot flies, okay? Do a search for bot flies, and you probably won't be able to watch the first minute of this video. If you don't know what they are, they're somehow these things that either bite you or get inside your system, and they lay eggs in you. And the larvae actually come out your skin. That's how they come out. And so their kids, I mean, just think about teenage daughters going through dozens of these things. They're having to pull out of their skin, and a lot of it's as a result of just the dirty environment they live in, this little village they're in. And so for them to get out into their own place where they're not in, you know, in that, so we're just They were praying, you know, God provide. And so so they shared that. So as a congregation, you know, we decided, as leadership team got together, we gave $5,000 just as a start to help them with that first portion of the building. Well, Brock Johnson from Guatemala sent out an email on Friday to everybody letting everyone know, here's the need. It's $58,000 to get them in a home on this land. And so he just sent it out to all the people who kind of support the ministry there. And here's the email I received yesterday from Brock. I want to share this with you. As you know, at this time yesterday, I sent out an email about the Davis family's recent trials and asked for help getting construction started on their new home. The specific remaining need to complete the homes was $58,000. This morning, some donations came in, more and more throughout the day. This evening, Paul texted me a total of what they had received. Then I sent him a total of what I had received. Then we added them together. $58,000. Specifically $58,000. Not a penny more, not a penny less. He goes, and he says, after getting over the immediate shock, we shared a cry, hug, celebration together via text. And at this point, we're just resting in God's goodness. Thank you. God is good. Amen? I mean, folks, I can't make this stuff up. I mean, God, if he got something that he wants done, he will get it done. And he has a heart for widows and orphans and people who are being oppressed. And so last week, when we were going through the book of James, talking about how our faith works, we talked about that. We're blessed to be a blessing. How can we be a blessing to this world? And we get an opportunity to join God in what he's doing as we give to the things that he's already engaged in. And it just was, to me, that was just such an awesome example. What a blessing to be a part of something like that. And we just look forward to seeing all that God's going to do in and through the ministry there. So this morning, rather than me share the last, we actually have two more passages in James that we're going to go through. We're in James chapter 5, and there's one passage that we're going to cover this morning, and then I'm going to finish up the series in about a week. But rather than me share this morning from this word, what I want to do is I'm going to put to use this Right Now Media that we talked about earlier. I'm going to show you some of the content. It just so happens Francis Chan has some teaching through there, and he has one teaching specifically on the verses that we should cover this morning. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step aside. I'm going to let this word come to us through him, and then at the end, we're going to just take some time to pray together and worship through song. So let's let this word sink into our hearts. Let's pray. God, thank you for the blessing of technology. Thank you for the blessing of the resources you've given to us. We pray for the Davis family, God. Continue to meet their every need. Lord, help us to know how we can live this life together for your glory. God, and open our hearts to your word, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
After Jim. word of God, even though they were persecuted, most of them were martyred for what they taught. And James says, think about their example. And he says how we consider them less. I mean, for the last 2,000-3,000 years, they've been in this state of just absolute joy before the Lord. Like, seriously, think about the few years that they spent on the life suffering and being patient and waiting for the reward that they knew would come. Man, those need to be our examples today. Then he closes off this section in kind of a strange way, because he says, above all my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. It's kind of strange that he would say, above all, don't swear. It almost seems like it doesn't fit. But it's going along with this theme of this irritation of all the things that are going on in the world, all the persecution that's happening. And maybe because they weren't believed, they would say statements like, I swear to God, you know, just to get their voice heard. And when they would swear, it was this idea of swearing to someone who was beyond them, but it was the idea that God, if I'm lying right now, may God curse me. And what James is saying is like, hey, don't say things like that, okay? Because you don't want to fall under the condemnation of God. God actually hears those things. Just like we see everything that's going on in the world. Man, just talk. Just let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. But don't say things like, I swear to God. Don't fall down the curses of God. There is a God up there who hears everything that's going on. It's just this picture to the people who are being persecuted. And as we all know, that our world right now is changing. It's changing fast. A lot of us grew up in a time here in this country where these commands were kind of taken for granted. Now we live in a time where, man, the things that this book teaches, man, they're ridiculed. And there will be people who persecute us because of the teachings in this book. And what James is saying to us is we can't let all of the pressure and even future persecution cause us to get angry with one another, cause us to get frustrated, but instead he says, just hold on. Hold on. Just to be like that farmer who's waiting. It's going to happen. Have an expectancy. Christ is going to return. The Bible tells us, be patient even unto death, and we'll receive the crown of life that God has promised to all those who have loved him. So even now, I don't know what you're going through in life, but take the words of James and be patient and hold on. It's because of this hope that we have, because we know what's coming, that we should be able to endure any type of suffering, just like this, just like all the prophets did. And just like it was worth it for them, it will be worth it for us. So stand firm and be patient.
Stand firm and be patient. When I read that last passage in James and I hear, you know, the words that Francis shares there, reminds me of Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. And I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know what's going on in life for you. I know that all of us have struggles. We're all at different places in life. And so maybe you came in with some heavy burden. Maybe things are going really good. Just remember, Jesus promised, in this world you will have trouble, but behold, I've overcome the world. And like it says in that passage, the day is going to come when he returns. That is a fact. That is something that's going to happen. It may or may not be in our lifetime, but that's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen in your lifetime, the day is going to come where we stand before God. We're going to all breathe our last breath. It's going to happen. And so as we walk through this short life, like James said a couple weeks ago, we went through, life is but a mist. Remember I had that spray bottle and just, your life's a mist. It's here today, gone tomorrow. What are we doing with our today? And so 2 Corinthians 4:16-18 says this, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So I know it might be difficult with kids in here, but what I want to do right now is I want to just lead us through a time of prayer. And then we're going to sing a couple songs and be dismissed. But I want to lead us through, just based on this scripture, based on what we heard from the word, just a time of prayer. If you would just sit, close your eyes. Even if you're not a believer in Jesus this morning, take this time to contemplate your life. Life is short. Therefore, we don't lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, inwardly we're being renewed day by day. God, give us a vision for your kingdom. God, remind us how short life is. Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. I just want to encourage you, whatever's going on in life, the struggle, the troubles, might be in relationships, maybe at work, school, whatever the struggles and troubles are, just give those to God this morning. Lay them at his feet. Remember, it's only for a season. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. God, help us to not be so focused on the here and now that we miss the eternal. God, help us to not be so consumed by what's going on in our lives, the distractions, the struggles, that we forget that there's something more. God, help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, to know the truth and be led by truth. Life's not about stuff and how much we can accumulate. It's about loving you and loving people. Help us to engage in that, God. See your struggle as temporary. God, we invite your spirit to work in our hearts to remind us of that. That even in the midst of the struggle, you're a good father. You're a loving father. You're long-suffering. Even when we run away from you, it doesn't end your love. You're right there waiting for us. Thank you for that. If you would, let's stand together. And then we're going to sing one or two more songs. If you'd like to, there is communion set out on either side of the auditorium and in the back there. If you want to share a moment of communion with family or friends and just remember what God has done, remember that there is something more than what we see with our eyes and that Jesus died, that he rose, and that he's coming again. I invite you to do that. But let's turn our hearts to God. Let's sing together. God, help us to know your goodness in this moment. God, thank you for making things right in our hearts through the blood of Jesus. God, help us to live this out in community together, making a difference in this world for your kingdom, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.